lake like that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
They'd build them pools and fish ponds and fish lakes. They'd build them.
Yeah, I knew a fella down near Tuscaloosa that had one. Only had it stocked with bass and brim.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, you fry them up here that way, too. Yeah. But those over here where we is, that's just straight out catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't put sometimes a little brim bed to get in them pits, so.
How they get in them?
Well, I don't know. I reckon it's some kind of a... Whenever you get one in there, you know, they breed fast, them little brim does, and them big brim. I reckon it must rain them sometimes, you know. Drop them in there, or at eggs or something.
Yeah,
you know,
I've heard that it'll rain their eggs or something.
Well, it will. That's what spreads them out. And, you know, what they put in there, you know, they got brood fish and they take their eggs and hatch them out themselves and then transport them when they get big enough over into a big pool and then go to growing.
Yeah.
Got to feed them certain different kinds of feed. Still quite a little.
Yeah.
Then they get them up about that long while they put them over in the big pools and go to re-feed them, you know, they eat them out.
Yeah, they make a lot of work to it nowadays, moving them around.
Oh yes, they have a good deal to do. Keep up their strand of fish, you know, and keep them growing just right.
But it's a lot of fun fishing. I guess it's worth it if you like to fish.
Oh yeah, man, it is now. You can catch more than you need. Especially where a man ain't got a place to put them up, you know, keep them frozen.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing but a refrigerator. I ain't got a deep freeze, you know. Most of the people have, but I never have bought me in there, and I just put up what I want in my refrigerator.
Well, you can freeze a good little bit of stuff in
there. Yeah, I could put 50 or 100 pounds in there and keep it. But I don't do that. I put in some other kind of stuff, you know, chicken and stuff like that. And I just grab it up in my room.
Well, do you have to pay to fish over here at the lake?
No, you got to pay 50 cents a pound for your fish when you catch them. See, that's 50 pound net, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It costs you $1 a pound, though, when you take them out, when you dress them and you know, take off the waste in there, and they weigh about, you'll lose half of them,
mm-hmm.
pretty well all the time. There's some is different size, you don't lose as much as you do on these little bitty stuff.
Yeah.
Small fish, you know, or than just hand fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd come out better then to get them to clean them for you, I guess, wouldn't you? You'd end up...
Well, I have to pay for cleaning them.
That's right, yeah.
10 cents a pound to get somebody else to dress them.
Mm. Well, that's not worth it then, they're not that.
Well, I don't know if a man sits there all day long dressing fish, he gets off and wore out and tired.
Yeah.
I know because one of my friends works over at one of them all the time. He's not very stout, don't know how. He's had his lungs stuck out, you know, might not all of them. And he's not got the right kind of strength, you know, to pull that hide off.
It's hard to pull it off.
It's a job. I've skinned 1,000 of them, I know. Maybe more than that. No, I used to fish on the river down here, Wilson Dam, over to Wilson Dam, then down here at the Wheeler Dam.
Mm, what kind of fish did you catch there?
Blue cats and channel cats. They come as biting up about this time of year pretty good now. They ought to bite good now.
Mm.
I've caught on many of them down there.
That's some good eating.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but these here lake fish out here where they raise them is better fish.
Well, they feed them, you know, just like feeding stock or chickens.
Fattening in your hogs.
Yeah, right. Sure, yeah.
Feeding your chickens, they got this here bulk feed, you know, and it's made the fish it somewhere where the fish will eat it.